Father, we thank you for this morning. We are grateful. It's an honor to be your child. It's an honor to be your son. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for gathering us around your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that the next few moments will be for life, will be for light, and will be for lift. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' beautiful name. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you have been enjoying this series that we have been on. We have considered almost extensively that revelation and manifestation has a lot in between. One of the things we consider that is in between is instruction, so that until revelation has been broken down into actionable instructions, then you are not yet sure that you are on your journey. Many times when a prophetic word is given or a revelation comes to you, your major challenge is that you have not known the application yet. And until you know its application, there is no assurance of manifestation. The question I like to ask is this: if you get what you desire, will you know it? If you are standing in front of that revelation, let's assume it has become flesh, will you know it? And somebody says that question is preposterous. Well, a revelation of the things that they had prayed for, but they didn't know him. He came to his own, the Bible says, his own received him not. They didn't receive him, apparently, because they did not know him. The Bible says, when the Spirit of truth is come, it says the world will not be able to receive him because the world cannot see him. The world does not know him. So you can have what you have been desiring in front of you and not know it. So many times, our problems start and are solved at definition. If you know what it is, then you will know how to take it when it comes. The best definition of success, of good success, is success from God's perspective. Until you are seeing the way God sees on any subject, then you are not yet sure that you can succeed. So many times, revelation does not start with action. Revelation starts with sitting with God. You sit with God, and in sitting, you meditate. You meditate on God's word and ask the Lord, "Lord, what meanest thou? What does this mean? What were you saying? How does it apply to me?" Because the day you find out the application of that scripture, it becomes impossible for you to be denied. So we must pay diligence to that word until we know how it translates to our life. For some people, good success will mean that they got married. But could that be all? If you are going to maximize revelation, then you must know the varieties of its application to your life. How does it apply to my job? How does it apply to my family? How does it apply? Many times we sectionalize our faith, you know, and we put God in certain places and we push him out of certain places. But is good success not holistic? Is good success not all-encompassing? Has God said a man can fail in one place and succeed in another? Have the people who failed in some place succeed in some other place? Have they become the standard for good success? Is man the ultimate definition of good success? Is good success about things more than it's about doing the will of God? You have to find God's perspective on a matter. Many times, because you don't even know God's perspective on the matter, you don't know how to fight. Does God want me to have good success? Well, I dare say, if God doesn't want you to have good success, he would have been wasting his time by telling you how to get good success. The mere fact that he tells you how to get good success is a revelation that he wants you to get good success. So one of the things that you will be able to call good success at the end of this year is the degree to which your thoughts have been aligned to his thoughts. The degree to which you think like God on any subject matter is the measure of good success. Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures. The Bible says, I'm not pleased with these people because they always err. They do not know me. That means the margin of error is the depth of your knowledge of God. The margin of error in any subject is the depth of your knowledge of God. Good success must of necessity translate to a deeper knowledge of God. A depth that was not there before. And let me tell you something about God. You cannot exhaust him. So that means all you know is not all there is. Get more knowledge of God. it will translate to what you call good success. I trust that bless you. Shagun Alemide, and I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.